give away. Just cause you don't know your races, they think it with their checklist. Just cause you don't know your races, you don't get a pass when you're talking your shit. Just cause you don't know your races, they think it with their checklist. Just cause you don't know your races, you don't get a pass, get a pass. We'll be the best.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
We'll be right back. Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight on RadioValencia.fm.
Save, get up. Look at it. It's all blank. The face in the photograph, too dark for features. But the praying mantis, just so clear. Its forelegs fingering my hair. And it's there in focus on my shoulder. It teaches me my true name. It gives me this message. Do not strike the low chord, lest its vibrations awaken the halls of Maya. It instructs me on the ways when need be to hide. It wakens the serpent inside to throb, to burn. It pulls the arrow from my ear, and it whispers, whispers, whispers a last word, what seems the last vapors of a long dream, like Baraka wrote, like James Brown sings, whispers, please, please, please.
Feeling sick and scared. Well, I have talked and I have traveled, seen crystal cyclones spit and spin. My secrets have unraveled, a broken kite caught in the wind. Thunder crashed and shoulder shiver, a smell of iron in the air. That silver ashes spread by the river, why can't I leave them lying there? Cold and all alone, blackbirds flying towards tomorrow, pain is peeling off the stairs. My heart has turned so hard and hollow, I've been feeling sick and scared. And I have traveled, seen crystal cyclones spit and spin. My secrets have unraveled, a broken kite caught in the wind. Thunder crashed and shoulder shiver, a smell of iron in the air. That silver ashes spread by the river, why can't I leave them lying there?
Bye. I've sailed the deep oceans, I've been to strange ports, I've seen things you would never believe. And in all of the towns, at the pubs I have found, there's one thing that most men will agree. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Now a beer doesn't mind if you belch or you fart. A beer doesn't play hard to get. A beer doesn't think that Three Stooges are dumb. A beer's always ready and wet. Oh, beer is better than women. Oh, it is. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Well, a beer looks the same in the morning, and a beer that is frigid is best. It won't make you buy tampons when you go to the store, or ask how you like the new dress. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Well, a beer won't get mad if you come home real late, or make you put pants on to eat. Wanna try a new kind? Go ahead, it won't mind, 'cause a beer doesn't care if you cheat. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Still don't ask who I choose. Either way I would lose. Between beer and women, I think. Without beer I go nuts. And the ironic part, without women, there's no reason to drink. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Everybody! Oh, beer is better than women. I can't hear you, ladies. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Well, beer is better. Beer is better. Beer is better, they say.
Me and this friend of mine opened up a bar called Pete Get Rich, Eat That Caviar. Now my pockets are empty, I'm on the edge of bankrupt. Cause it's always in the back, drinking our profits up. He's drinking up my profits, no money can I find. His drinking problem has almost made me lose my mind. Cause every time I wanna drink, I have to call a truck. He's always in the back drinking our profits up. I went into the back one day to get a drink for me. Every bottle I came to was empty as could be. He sat in the corner just as drunk as a rat. When you got enemies, who needs friends like that? Drinking up my profits, no money can I find. This drinking problem has almost made me lose my mind. Cause every time I want a drink, I have to call a truck. He's always in the back drinking our profits up. Mm, yeah,
he's always back here. I tell you, he's about to put me in bankruptcy. I'm gonna get rid of. Who needs a friend like that? God, when you got enemies, who needs a friend like that when he's drinking all the time?
We're here with Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of spectation and you're projecting, you're making the show... And you're projecting your vision out. I like to say that visions are things that are not defined by the light that falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The artist and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank shoji-like screen. And the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
12A63 clear. 11A21 clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
1A54 clear. 1B1 standby.
12:20 Roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures. And only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city.